Well, we're continuing last week's gospel, basically continuing Matthew's account of what happens. And remember, last week we heard Jesus basically founding his church on Peter, the rock, and telling Peter and the others that were there that the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against his church, and that Jesus gave Peter and certainly his successors, the bishops, the apostles, the keys to the kingdom, the authority to basically loose and bind and authority over the church. And again, the church continues the work of Jesus on earth. And so then shortly thereafter, it seems, Jesus starts to reveal them, as we heard in today's gospel, that he must suffer greatly. It's interesting that it says greatly, I must suffer greatly, under the leaders, the elders, the chief priests, then die and then be raised on the third day. So Jesus starts to share this with his disciples, acknowledging what he's going to have to go through, and in a certain sense acknowledging what each one of his followers is going to have to do. Not maybe necessarily obviously in the same way Jesus did, but we're going to have difficulties, crosses, things we have to work through with God's grace. He's acknowledging that, certainly for himself, but also for his followers. And then Peter gets in there and says, "Oh, Lord, Lord, you should not do that." Now, wait a second here. Peter was the one who had professed Jesus as being the Christ. And remember, Jesus, we heard this last week, said, "Peter, it wasn't you who actually were inspired to say that. The Father inspired that in you." So Jesus acknowledges the work and grace of God already at work in his church, in Peter. So Peter, did he forget what he had just confessed? If Jesus is God, which he said he is, then why would Jesus be lying or not specifying or saying something that he needs to do? And you think about that. Peter, what are you thinking? If this is God, and God says that this is what's going to happen, who are you and who are we to say, oh, you shouldn't do that? It points to, and Jesus gets to this, points to something that happens in our church. People think they know better than God. That's a big problem today, and it's been a big problem throughout our history as a church, right? You have all kinds of heretics, and you have councils that the church said, hey, you know, we got to resolve this heretic. Someone thinks this, and what's the right answer? We have problems today with people thinking that they know better. That's why we have, you know, it's like 45,000 different denominations. You know, I talked about this last week. It's like, so right from the very beginning, there is that issue where people think they know better than the Lord. And Jesus really points this out. Because Jesus, what does Jesus say to Peter? He says to Peter, he says, Satan, basically, Satan, get behind me. You're not thinking as God does, but rather as man. Now, you know, Jesus uses pretty strong words. He calls Peter Satan. I don't think I would call anybody else Satan. You know, that's some pretty strong words that Jesus uses. But I think in part is Jesus uses those strong words to make a point. He wants to make a point. He really wants to move people's hearts, you know. And so in part, you know, when we're speaking about our faith and trying to move someone to the good, which we as Catholics, Christians are called to do, we're called to challenge people, especially if they're going down the path that is wrong, you know, sinful. And their soul is at stake. Salvation is at stake for them. You know, so... You know, remember Jesus said at one point in the scriptures, he says, if you don't correct someone who's going down the wrong path, yeah, they may go to hell. But beware of you if you didn't correct them or didn't say anything. You can suffer the same fate, if not worse. So Jesus really emphasizing the fact that when someone is doing something that's improper, especially, you know, a friend or a family member, we're called to say something. Instruct the ignorant. It's one of the spiritual works of mercy. Now, so Jesus does that in spades here as far as Peter. I mean, he uses very strong language. You know, and some people think, well, you know, that's hate speech. You know, we have that going on today. Well, you can't say anything bad about someone because it's called hate speech. No, it actually is love speech. When we say something and try to bring someone to the good, we actually are loving them. That's how we love them. Yeah. So, no, I don't want you to suffer eternal damnation. I don't want you to go to hell. I want the Lord to save you. It's the Lord's grace that works, obviously. But in our part, we have to say something. And Jesus uses very strong language in this case. So it's not hate speech. If anything, you know, saying, well, that's really okay if, you know, someone is sinning and gravely. Oh, that's not a big deal. If they choose that, that's okay. You know, some people say, well, you know, like, well, abortion is not good for me. It's you know, not right for me. But if someone else chooses that, well, that's okay. No, if we really love somebody, we really care about them and they're going down the wrong path, we're going to say something, right? We're going to want to have the Lord's grace move in their hearts. You know, so saying something is a very powerful way that that happens. Yeah. So Jesus does that. And he says, get behind me, Satan. So what is Jesus, when he says that, what is he acknowledging? You know, I wouldn't say that to somebody because, I mean, that's pretty bad. But Jesus knows. He's God. He knows what's happening. It's really Satan who's gotten into Peter and has convinced Peter through temptation to say what he says. Now, Peter maybe doesn't understand it, but Jesus is acknowledging that Satan is at work. So this is the thing, you know, Satan is at work today. And he is very tricky and sly and conniving. He gets us to do things and say things at times that maybe we wonder about, or convince us that, well, we're right. Remember, pride is one of the big things that the devil had. So Jesus is acknowledging that. He's acknowledging, hey, Satan is tempted. It's Peter. Get behind me, Satan. And so for us really to be aware of that in our lives, you know, and in the lives of other people, you have people today that the devil really has got a grasp on them. Satan worshipers and this kind of thing. It's reality. So really, Jesus is saying that and really encouraging us really to stay close to the Lord. Because what does he say? He says, then he addresses his disciples and he says, in general, he says, what you must do is deny yourselves, take up your cross daily, and follow me. And that's the key, to deny ourselves. You know, so we got great ideas. It's like, well, what does the church teach? Okay, I'm going to follow what the church asks, you know, what the church teaches on faith and morals. Again, the right teaching, there can be corruption inside the church, with individuals, not the church itself. So be vigilant, you know. So Jesus really is saying, deny yourselves, take up your cross daily. So we all have crosses in our various lives, right? Difficulties that we encounter. Maybe criticisms that we're Catholic, or, you know, you goody-two-shoes, or whatever it might be. Or difficulties in family situations where, you know, we're defending our faith, we're trying to stand up for what's right, and people in our family are rejecting the truth. They're rejecting the Lord, what he has commanded us. So that's a cross. Family members can actually turn away. They can distance themselves from us. You know, it's just like, no, but I love the Lord. I'm trying to follow him to the best of my ability, and this is the cross that I have. So Jesus is emphasizing that. And then lastly, it's like, what this incident probably was pretty memorable for the apostles and the disciples, especially Peter. Jesus made a point. It probably stuck pretty well with them. So this is one of the things. Now, when we come across strong and really, really passionate about our faith, we maybe say something that's very strong to somebody. That can make a big impression. It can stick with them. And it can turn them to the good. Yeah, so I think, you know, Jesus said that and probably stuck with the apostles. So it's one of those things, you know, sometimes, you know, we're in a situation and we maybe don't say something to somebody, or we say something that's like, maybe I was too strong in what I said. Well, I think it's better to err on the side of saying something than not. And if we are kind of like caught off guard by somebody that says something, maybe we can say something later. Pray about that. So I think, yeah, this is, you know, Jesus is showing us that from the very beginning, the churches had this contention where the devil's trying to get in there and convince people that they're right and the church is wrong. And really for us to be mindful about that, really for ourselves, really to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow the Lord.